This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. The famous mathematician G.H. Hardy wrote a memoir called A Mathematician's Apology. In it, he tells a story about a visit he made to Srinivasa Ramanujan, another brilliant mathematician with whom he collaborated. Ramanujan was in the hospital, dying, and Hardy went to see him. He recalls, "I remember once going to see him when he was lying ill at Putney. I had ridden in taxicab number 1729 and remarked that the number seemed to me rather a dull one and that I hoped it was not an unfavorable omen. 'Oh, no,' he replied, 'it is a very interesting number. It is the smallest number expressible as the sum of two cubes in two different ways.' Ramanujan was correct. 1729 is a number that can be written as 1 cubed plus 12 cubed and 9 cubed plus 10 cubed. There's no smaller integer that can be written as the sum of two cubes. To this day, this kind of number is called a Hardy-Ramanujan number or a taxicab number. Only six other taxicab numbers have been found." I love this story, partly because it's such an odd conversation to have, the kind of small talk that only two mathematicians would find themselves having. And partly because it shows that a curious, engaged mind, prepared with knowledge, can look out at the world and find fascination in situations that to others seem quite dull. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.